packing up her vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm packing up her vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to The Power of Intuition here live every Monday at 11 a.m. on talkingalternative.com. My name is Reverend Betsy Cohen, and I am a psychic medium and inspirational speaker. On this show, we like to build community and we talk about everything involving your own intuition. I really like empowering people to be able to tune in on their own, and that is what we do on the show. So you can, later on, you can call in, you'll have a chance to call in, and I can be your little mentor to help you get in touch with your own intuition. And what I do here on the radio is if you call in with a question, I do a combination of things. What I do is I assist you to tune into your own intuition so that after you get off the phone, you'll know what to do. And also we do get into the little bit of answering on your own question. But the thing about it that's different about the radio versus in-person readings is, well, first of all, we're in public, so we don't get into the nitty-gritty details of your private life on the radio. I think everyone appreciates that, right? And then also, you know, we talk about how you can tune in yourself. And when you call in on the radio, what I always invite you to do is to check in, and then you can validate with your teacher, Reverend Betsy Cohen, and say, does that resonate or not? And the thing about it is people get confused. They don't realize that psychic mediums can work at any distance. That's why, like, therapeutic touch and Reiki work at a distance is because we're working with energy. So that's how it works on the radio. So when you call in and you say, Betsy, I want to know where my career will be going in 3 weeks, what I'll ask you to do is tune in yourself and tell me what you feel in combination with telling you what I feel. And then we get on the same page, and then you start to build up what I call your psychic self-esteem. So that's what we do on the show. I always invite past clients to call in with follow-up questions or success stories and things like that. Today's topic of the show is consciously choosing your thoughts. And if I had to underline anything in that sentence, it would be consciously. Maybe that's not what you would think. Maybe you would think that I would underline positive or thoughts. But consciously, being aware of your thought patterns is definitely the first step to improving your life. So we're going to be talking all about that today. And first, of course, we go over announcements and things like that. So honestly, I'm not sure if I remember announcing my work with Andrew WK last week, but it's worth announcing again because it's that good. So what happened was a few weeks back, I went to Austin, Texas to a music festival, South by Southwest, and I teamed up with Vice Magazine, and they hooked me up with a camera crew and musicians to give psychic readings too, and they filmed it all, and then they cut it down and put about 3 minutes of about a 45-minute reading up on the internet. Now, I got the opportunity to meet up with Ben Shapiro last night at an event, and he's the one who produced the whole segment, and I got to thank him abundantly because he really wasn't sure about my impressions of it, and I told him I was floored at the amount of humor and respectfulness at the same time in the video. And, you know, when you talk about psychic mediums and all the wooey-wooey and, you know, all of the lack of details and all of the myths surrounding what it is that we do, it can be hard to be serious and funny at the same time. But that's sort of my forte. In fact, for a while, a lot of people thought when I told them I was a psychic medium, they thought I said psychic comedian. So I really do like to bring in humor into my work, and it was such a great marriage. So how can you see this video? Well, there's a lot of different ways, but the first way I recommend is going to my website. My website's all spelled out. It's NewYorkCityPsychic.com. That's NewYorkCityPsychic.com. And you can go there and you go to the blog, and it says, I gave Andrew W.K. a psychic reading. And in fact, that is the best place to see the video, because then you get to read my blog about it, and you get to read my experience of working with Andrew W.K. and how I ultimately felt this was the law of attraction at work. I felt really blessed, and I talk about how it's an honor to be able to help the helpers. Andrew W.K. is a motivational speaker and a party rock anthem kind of guy, and he helps people to party hard. And so if I'm able to help him and he's able to help others, it's a true honor. So once again, you can find that on my website. My website's all spelled out, NewYorkCityPsychic.com. Now, I'm also on Facebook, and that's Facebook.com/NewYorkCityPsychic. So you can go there if you're listening live or you're listening on the archives. Feel free to go to Facebook, press like, then you can get updates on all the events that I do, and you can know ahead of time what the show topic is. You can look at my tweets, and my Twitter is @ReverendBetsy. So lots of different ways to get in touch. Now, speaking of ways to get in touch, a super duper awesome announcement is next week we will have Colette Baron Reed on. She's going to be calling in for the entire hour. And also, if you wind up calling in for an intuitive reading, you will hear from both of us. Colette Baron Reed is one of the most world-famous psychic mediums out there, a true honor. She got her start her recognition by traveling with Sylvia Brown, also one of the best-known psychic mediums. And now she sort of has her own enterprise, and I will be interviewing her basically on her new book called The Map. And there's so many similarities between myself and Colette Baron Reed. I could kind of go on and on, but you know, preliminarily talking about her newest book, The Map, there are some tactics in there that I have sort of channeled myself as well. And one of the main things that she does is she talks about identifying the voice inside of your head and where that voice is coming from. And a lot of times that winds up coming up in private readings with people, either identifying the voice or caricaturizing the little characters running around in your head to assist you with sort of having other voices be louder. Maybe you need that inner cheerleader to become louder, or maybe you need that inner disciplinarian to become louder, or maybe you need that naysayer or the peanut gallery to shut up sometimes, and you need to know which voice is talking. So I hope we're going to talk about that a lot next week. Now, Janice, I know I've been on this show for a long time, but I still can't remember the number. So the number to call in is 877-480-4120. You know, it's surprising when you get into this channeling mode how sometimes names slip out of your head, numbers. So feel free to give a call with that number, and I'll take your call and do that combination between helping you with your own intuition and letting you know what it is that I see so that you can have a positive future. We're going to go to a break, but before we do, I want to remind you, when we get back, we're going to talk about the weekly Williamsburg Spirit Seance, which we do every week, and then we're going to talk about consciously choosing your thoughts and dispelling the myths of positive thinking. So when we get back from the break, we'll continue our talk.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Hi, this is psychic medium Betsy Cohen, host of the show The Power of Intuition. Join me at talkingalternative.com Mondays at 11 a.m. Call in for a free psychic reading. Learn how to tune into your intuition to feel better and to create your optimum life. I'm here to guide you and to assist you in creating the life that you deserve. Listen every Monday at 11 a.m. on talkingalternative.com.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to The Power of Intuition, and I am your host, Reverend Betsy Cohen, psychic medium and inspirational speaker. The topic for today is consciously choosing your thoughts, dispelling all the myths of positive thinking. But before we get into the meat and potatoes of our show, of course, we do talk about the weekly Williamsburg Spirit Seance, which is going swimmingly, by the way. And so that weekly Williamsburg Spirit Seance is open to the public. It is only a $10 suggested donation, and the groups have been rather small, which is great for you because you get more individual attention, you get more time, we have open discussions about how to tune in into your intuition, and then when the actual seance starts, you know, you could get multiple messages. We do have regular sitters that are developing before my eyes at a surprise rate. As you know, we had one regular sitter a few weeks back, and my friend and I were talking after, and he said, you know, he basically read for everyone in the seance. And I was like, wow, you're right, you know, and he's only been here a handful of times, from someone who wouldn't consider themselves psychic to basically giving very accurate, deep readings to everyone in the circle. So, you know, they're not exceptions to the rule. In fact, it's sort of being more of a pattern that way. So how is it that you attend them? Well, you just reach out to me. You can give me a call. You can email me. It sort of is best to email me, BETSY at NewYorkCityPsychic.com. That's BETSY at NewYorkCityPsychic.com. If you want to sign up for the weekly Williamsburg Spirit Seance, you should email me. And if you want a private reading, the best way to get in touch with me for that is to give me a call, 917-409-8613. You can find all the information about private readings and the seance on my website, NewYorkCityPsychic.com. This past week, we had the delightful pleasure of having a very small group. And I just knew that we were going to get into some real deep work with using your intuition. The people who were there, I had seen before at the seance, and I knew that they were very intuitive for most of their life, but didn't have the tools to figure out what was going on. And so we did a psychometry exercise. And what is psychometry? Well, if you ever have seen sort of a cliche psychic medium on TV or in the movies, you notice that they tend to take the person's hands. And that's not just for dramatic effect. It actually is a true thing. And that's in alignment with psychometry. But psychometry is really holding on to an object and feeling into the energy of that object. When you come and see me for an in-person reading, I do psychometrize at the same time. So what I say is, do you have an object on you that's preferably metal that you keep on you for quite a long time that has not been previously owned? So jewelry works, phones work, keys work, things like that. Because what happens is whatever you touch, you leave a piece of your aura on, literally. But it's only a tiny piece. But if you have maybe that necklace on for 10 years, it is so infused with your energy. However, if you have grandma's necklace on for about 5 years and grandma had it on for 20 years, well, then you've got a mix of her energy and your energy. And as someone who prides themselves and really tries hard to work hard for my clients and become as accurate and detailed as possible in private readings, really getting down to the details, the who's, the what's, the why's, and the where's, and the when's of everything, I don't hold on to objects that have been previously owned when I'm psychometrizing for my client. Because what if it's grandma and not you? So now, that's not to say that if we're trying to contact someone on the other side, that an object couldn't be helpful, because it is. Pictures, handwriting samples, things like that are helpful to tune in. But that's specifically if you're trying to contact someone on the other side. So this psychometry exercise was just a delight for everyone. And I just have to say, it was kind of funny. You know, you're listening to my radio show, so you know I'm a talker. And we had a small group, and the women were engaging me in all of these stories, you know, very relevant stories about psychometry, about psychic mediumship, about intuition. And I looked at the time, and I realized I had been going on for about 10 minutes or so. And then I looked at them, and I said, okay, now I realize that you two are just getting me going on storytelling lane because you're nervous and you don't want to psychometrize. And they both looked at each other and laughed, and they're like, oh my gosh. And I was like, yeah, I know. And they're like, I'm nervous. And I was like, I know. You can't hide from a psychic, especially in psychic class. You know, you can't really hide that stuff. So, but they did such a wonderful job. And I'll be honest, that about 90% of what they got was immediately confirmed, and they got an entire sheet full of information just from holding on to the person's object. And some of the time frames they got right on. There was some remote viewing going on. So remote viewing is not symbolic. It's where you actually see the person's environment. And actually, the government has done studies with remote viewing. So they're kind of like experts about that. But that's a whole other topic. So come on over to the weekly Williamsburg Spirit Seance. Reach out to me via email, BETSY@NewYorkCityPsychic.com. Say, hey, Betsy, I want to come on so-and-so week, and I want to bring my friends. Is there room? I'll say sure, and I'll send you the details. Really, really great time. So now we're getting on to the topic of today's show, consciously choosing your thoughts. The topics of these shows actually tend to come from my private readings. There's always a theme, and the theme for the week usually is tailored from the radio show. So it's kind of like this sort of feedback loop, that the topic from the show is from last week's, but then this week will be all colored about consciously choosing your thought patterns with whatever readings I have. That's just law of attraction, like attracts like. And we're going to be talking about law of attraction in accordance with this stuff. I've heard a lot of people talk about, maybe they discover Abraham Hicks. So Abraham Hicks is a spiritual teacher, channeled information. And Abraham Hicks is the one behind the law of attraction, or at least popularizing it. And The Secret, which was based on Abraham's teachings, is extracting one part of Abraham's teachings and popularizing it. Now, what's interesting about that is if you just read The Secret, you're not getting all of the information. You're not getting all of the spiritual laws. And if you take one part of a whole, it doesn't work. That's like saying, okay, well, I want to go fast in a car. Let me get one tire and try to go fast. It just doesn't work. And so what's interesting about that, though, is Abraham's teachings are the same way. Okay. Abraham never claims to be the be-all and the end-all, and never claims that if you follow everything that, you know, Abraham says, you will go to heaven, you know, this kind of stuff. And so what I like to say is when we encounter spiritual teachings, even for this radio show, for instance, our job is to take what works for us and use it. Okay. Now, this is a really good example of what I mean of consciously choosing your thoughts. Consciously choosing thoughts that make you feel good. Now, if you come across a spiritual teacher, let's just say that you were encountered Abraham and you felt really good about it. And then a friend came and said, well, that's spiritual bypassing because you can't feel good all the time. What if you're trying to heal your past? And then all of a sudden you start to look at Abraham in a different way and you say, well, yeah, Abraham doesn't have it all. And what about this? And what about that? And I can't even believe that. And it's like, what energy did he just change into? You know, and we have that opportunity to fall into the nitpicking, to fall into the, as I say, what's wrong with this picture? We have an opportunity to fall into what's wrong with this picture or what's right with this picture every moment of the day. And what happens is the rest of the world currently is living in fear, okay? Not the entire world, but the majority of the world. Turn on your TV and you'll know what I mean. Watch a commercial, watch the news, pick up the daily paper, and you'll hear it. Or even go listen to your mother-in-law. Now, that was kind of a joke because not all mother-in-laws are living in fear, but we all have some neighbor, we all have some friend or some relative who's always talking about what's wrong. And what I want to encourage you is to start to think about how things make you feel, because really underlying it all, you know, The Secret talks about vision boards and things like this. You can vision board all you want, but it's the feeling behind it that matters. And so we're coming up on a break, but there's so much more to be said about this. And I really want to make it clear that thinking positively is just one part of the picture. And it's a very specific part of the picture. It's not to say, oh my gosh, my marriage is falling apart. I think I'm the one who caused it. Therefore, I'm not going to think anything about it. I'm just going to think happy thoughts. Happy thoughts. That's not it at all. Okay. There's so much else going on. And I've got some really great stories and analogies to help you understand what it is that we're talking about here. So when we get back, hopefully we'll take some calls and we'll continue our discussion.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Hey Hey, all you crazy listeners.
Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Welcome back to The Power of Intuition. My name is Reverend Betsy Cohen, psychic medium and inspirational speaker. So today we're talking about consciously choosing your thought patterns. And I was talking about how the law of attraction is not the be-all and the end-all. And that sometimes we do have to uncover several layers of the onion, and it can be painful. Sometimes growing can be painful. We've talked about that on the show several times. And the sort of running theme analogy about fear these days is that when you come up upon something that you're fearful, picture, you know, a huge castle with everything that you want inside, with a big scary moat surrounding it, with all the alligators and things like this. And you are the knight that has to figure out a way to get inside that castle. Well, first of all, if you're living in fear, you're going to be paralyzed. You're going to think that there's no way you can get inside that castle. Also, if you have a lot of anxiety, you're not going to be able to, A, think of new creative ideas, or B, see what's right in front of you. You know, sometimes you might be that knight in shining armor, and you might be pacing back and forth, looking at the moat, being so fearful of it, that you miss the actual drawbridge coming down to let the people in, and then the drawbridge goes back up, and you missed your chance. Or you didn't think about taking off your uniform so that you can walk in as a plain clothed person and, you know, get everything that you want. And so this is the thing about consciously choosing your thoughts, is that when you're always thinking about what it is you don't want, you're thinking about what's wrong with it, chances are you have a lot more anxiety and tension in your body. And that's exactly what I'm talking about, is when you're full of anxiety and fear, you're unable to think of new creative situations and solutions. And what's really great about this is that the universe is constantly sending us answers and solutions and wonderful positive things our way. So if you're full of anxiety and you want something to happen and you're not sure it's going to happen, but it's really important that it happens. Will this happen? Will I find Mr. Right? Will I find Mr. Right? When is he coming? When is he coming? When will Mr. Right come? Oh my gosh, I need to talk to a psychic. They said September. September came and went. When was Mr. Right coming? I mean, feel that energy. Boy, does that sound crazy to me, but this is sometimes what we have. So when you have that energy, it's like saying to the universe, yes, my arms are open, send me something, and your fists are so tight. You want to have an open hand, but you've got this closed fist. And the universe is raining down beautiful, loving energy, sending you people that right before your eyes that could be the one for you, but your palm is not open. And so here's the thing. To have that open palm, to be relaxed in the moment, we simply need to fall into the energy of all we have is right now, and our job is to make the best of the moment. And so many spiritual teachers say, and I heard this for years, and it was very hard for me to wrap my head around, is we're supposed to act as if everything we want in life is already here. So immediately, all of our left logical brains, our egos say, come on, how are we supposed to live that way? We don't even know if it's going to happen. But here's a little story that came up in a reading. Somebody called me, and some of their questions were something like this. Will I be okay in my love life? Will I be okay financially? Will I be okay with health? Now, did you notice a pattern there? Will I be okay? So what came through for this individual was this really beautiful story. So first of all, we know that we're unique individuals. There's nobody else on the planet or in the universe like us. Our job is to be our unique selves. And if ever we modify our opinion because of what others think, say, or do, or what we think they say or do, if we ever modify our opinions, if we ever sort of don't say what it is that we feel or anything like this, our opinion, our original opinion, will never be expressed. Our part of the divine soul that we are will never be expressed, and we're depriving the world. So if, you know, if we are unique parts of this thing that connects us all, God, Source, the universe, why is it that we're trying to fit in with everybody else when we're unique? So there's that. And then there's also the fact that the universe, God, Source energy, it's all the same thing. It's the energy that connects us all, wants us to be happy and successful. The universe wants us to be happy and successful and is consistently sending people, places, and situations our way to assist us with getting there. And as they say, we just need to get out of our own way. If you were to sit down across the table from God, okay? Now, it's kind of funny, and it's meant to be, okay? So however it is you want to picture God or goddess, okay? Sitting across the table from the Almighty One, all right? God says to you, hey, what is it that you want? You have a choice of three different types of lives. One is a life of misery. You're full of anxiety. You constantly have health problems. Nothing goes right. It's always a rainy day. So that's A. B, you could have a mediocre life. Things will be okay for you. You know, you'll just scrape by financially. You know, you'll kind of be worried about your health, but nothing major will happen. Maybe people in your family will get sick, you know, but nothing exciting will happen. So that's your B life. Or you have the option of C. You can choose C, the option of living a financially abundant life and being really happy with what you have all the time and always working towards a goal that includes your passion that you know is assisting people in life. What would you choose? It's kind of a no-brainer. But the thing about it is, the only thing that keeps us choosing the A or B life is our own limitations. Now, y'all remember the little red engine that could? Okay, that story that we're all taught when we're younger with that that little red train engine that didn't know if he could make it up the hill. And he was taught to say, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. And that was sort of his mantra, and he made it up the hill. And we teach children this to dream bigger, to have a belief in themselves that they can. But when you have divine power on your side and you know that the universe wants you to be happy, that is when things start to open up for you. And we are about to go to break. When we get back from the break, we're going to continue this talk. I'm going to share a story from my own life that happened recently where I was able to suddenly realize that the universe wanted me to be happy and wanted to support me and how it changed my energy and it got me what I wanted. Yes, indeed it did. I'm going to give out the number again. The number is 877-480-4120. That's 877-480-4120. 720-420-4120. And you can also tweet at me, at Reverend Betsy. And you can go on Facebook.com/New York City Psychic and put a question there if you're too shy or you're at work or whatever is. You don't have access to a phone. You only have access to the internet and you want to ask a question. All of those different ways to reach out. When we get back from the break, we'll continue talking about consciously choosing your thoughts.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Hi, this is psychic medium Betsy Cohen, host of the show The Power of Intuition. Join me at talkingalternative.com Mondays at 11 a.m. Call in for a free psychic reading. Learn how to tune into your intuition to feel better and to create your optimum life. I'm here to guide you and to assist you in creating the life that you deserve. Listen every Monday at 11 a.m. on talkingalternative.com.
Hi, I'm Carol Ward from the Body Mind Wellness Program. Listen to my show for ideas and information to help you live a healthier life in body, mind, and spirit. You'll hear from terrific guests who are experts in the areas of health, wellness, and creativity. So join me every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on TalkingAlternative.com. Professionals serving community.
Hi, this is Nancy Tatro from Speak Spin Radio. Speak Spin Radio is an exploration of the world of communication, how it happens, and how to make it better, because the quality of your communication has a direct impact on the quality of your life. Tune in Mondays at 2 p.m. on TalkingAlternative.com, where I'll be interviewing experts from business, academia, the arts, and new thought. Join me Mondays at 2 p.m. and get all your communications questions answered on Speak Spin Radio.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back to The Power of Intuition. I am your host, Reverend Betsy Cohen, psychic medium and inspirational speaker. And today on the show, we're talking about consciously choosing your thought patterns. Now, if you're just tuning in, I would really like to inform you that you missed a lot in the beginning. We went over some of the myths of positive thinking. We went over that it's not the be-all and the end-all, that sometimes you do need to dig deeper when you're talking about your past, when you've got things to heal, things like that. And that just, you know, having vision boards and thinking happy thoughts will not get you spiritually where you want to go or anywhere else. In fact, you might be ignoring some stuff. However, we're talking about in reference to your day-to-day life and in reference to your goals and how you feel really is important. And if I had to underline anything in the sentence, consciously choosing your thoughts, I would say consciously. And so when we talk about any spiritual solution to an idea, the number one step is becoming aware. And what's really great about the way the universe works is once you become aware, things start to happen. Things start to happen faster and things start to happen stronger. And this happens especially, last week we talked about stop, drop, and roll, tuning into your body. And when you tune into your body and you consciously have that awareness, your body will start to tell you stronger, more immediately. And because we're talking about cause and effect here, we're talking about building up your psychic self-esteem, as we like to say. So, story from my own life. Recently, what happened was I sort of got the feeling that I needed to move. I formerly lived in a brownstone with seven other people, great community of people. I adore them. They were like a family. I do the majority of my work from home. And additionally, a lot of different media outlets that involved film and television were reaching out to me on a regular basis, wanting to film me for documentaries, for TV shows, this kind of thing. And I didn't have a filmable environment in my house. And addition to that, I wanted a home office where I could see clients. So I got the notion that I was to move. And as you know, I have the weekly Williamsburg Spirit Seance. So I wanted to be closer to my client base here in New York City, my local client base. So all of these combinations work together. And for anyone who has not done an apartment search in New York City, I would venture to say it is one of the most intense things you will ever go through. Reason being is that with the turnover in New York City, it doesn't matter how you find the apartment, through Craigslist, through agents, through friends, whatever it is, if someone puts an ad out there or the word out there, there's an apartment available. Well, because of the volume of people, you get 10 people in an hour coming to see the place, let alone a response via email. You'll get hundreds of emails. If you put a thing on Craigslist saying, I have a room open for $700 a month, you'll get hundreds of emails. So what happens is when you find an apartment, and I've done this several times, when you find an apartment in New York City, you need to decide right then and there if you want to take it, because otherwise there's five people coming behind you that might take it. So some people would consider this to be stressful, let alone all the paperwork and, you know, the deposit and the fees and all that. So needless to say, and on top of that, when they list the most stressful things in a person's life, moving is just underneath a spouse dying. So it's either the second or third most stressful thing in someone's life on the stress index. So I said, all right, universe, you want me to move into a place on my own? Great. Help me find it. Awesome. I found a place. And we're in the waiting period. Will the landlord accept my application? It's, you know, like if you've ever had to wait to hear back from a job interview or audition, you know the feeling. It's nerve-wracking and full of anxiety. I'm walking down the street and I'm full of anxiety. And oh my gosh, this place is perfect. Will I get it? If I don't get this one, where will I find it? I'm short on time because this was a week before the end of the month. So all of these thought patterns are going through my head. And of course, if I were to stop, drop, and roll right then, I would not feel very good. Full of anxiety. I would have those nervous butterflies in my stomach and my body was probably feeling pretty tense. Well, all of a sudden, it hit me. It dawned on me. You know, if I was in a cartoon, I would have that little light bulb go over my head and go, ding. And the universe spoke to me because I'm clear audience, which means I hear things. And I suddenly got that switch to say, holy cow, this has been right in front of my eyes the entire time. The universe is the one who told me to move. So that I can help others. So it's not up to me to ultimately grab this place. This is a really good example of what to do and what not to do. Our job is to put one foot in front of the other and feel good about it and act as though we already had it. This is the moment when I stepped in and I said, okay, the universe wants me to be happy. Oh, well, okay, the universe wants me to be happy. Well, what am I doing to myself here? Well, that means that the universe is going to give me this apartment. Well, that sure is cool. And I dropped into that energy. Now, I'm sure all of you listening now can feel the energetic shift. As opposed to, oh my God, will I hear back? I don't even know. Well, how am I going to get all this stuff together? What if it doesn't happen? Where am I going to move to? The universe wants me to be happy and will support me in providing something that will let me do my work in a more efficient, more private, more appropriate manner where I can reach out to people more. And especially because this goal of mine was rooted in my passion. That's really the underlying cause. Does this bring you closer to your passion? Well, if so, the universe will give you everything you need. You need to have that open palm. And in order to have that open palm, you do need to be relaxed. And this is what the spiritual teachers are talking about. Acting as though it's already happened. People call me up for readings all the time and they want to know their future. Great. I'm happy to provide it for them. Psychic mediums tell people their future based on their current energy. So if you're calling me up and you say, oh my God, when will it happen? And you're biting your nails and you're pulling your hair out, it means that you're pushing it away. And luckily, I'm trained to look into possible futures. And I also have a passion to help shift you into a positive future. So if you call me full of anxiety and you don't automatically, I don't automatically feel that energetic shift inside the reading, which happens about 90% of the time. Someone's nervous before they call me, which is natural. Okay. If you're nervous before getting a psychic medium reading, completely natural. I was that way when I first started off as well. And I still might be that way if I went into a reading and I was talking about very important topics, ones that I was unsure of, ones that were very near and dear to my heart. So that's normal. But if you don't automatically get an energetic shift by virtue of the energy of the reading, what I tell you is if you keep this same energy and you do not work on your energy, the things you want will not happen because you're closed off to it. And people say to me, well, I would be able to relax if I just knew dot, dot, dot. And fill in the blank. I would be able to relax if I just knew that Mr. Right was coming this year. I would be able to relax if I just knew that I was going to be successful in my career. Well, you know, we all walk around never just knowing, okay? We don't say, I would leave the house today and cross the street if I just knew I wasn't going to be hit by a car. We don't do that because you would go insane. If you were all, I would go outside today if I just knew a plane wouldn't crash on my head. Okay. Now, this is the true thing is that we've all heard of very sad examples of that. People working themselves up into a paranoia and they're unable to leave the house. And you see what anxiety does to them. And when they ask you, well, how do I know that a plane will not fall on my head? What do you tell them? You can't really tell them information to convince themselves. They're the ones who have to work on it themselves. There's a lot going on there, and you can best bet that just positive thinking will not get them out of the house. So where does that paranoia lie in you? And how is it that you can say to yourself, God is offering me the option to act as if I will get everything I want and act as if I'm getting it now and receive that energetic shift now so that I can do everything I can, you know, putting one foot in front of the other to help make that happen so I can have the right energy to attract the positive outcome. So we're coming up on a break, and when we get back, we'll wrap up our conversation on consciously choosing your thoughts.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Welcome back to the final conclusion of The Power of Intuition. Today, we're talking about consciously choosing your thoughts. And over the break, I was just chatting with Sam, and he mentioned to go over this a little bit more and really talk about the dependence of happiness on attaining your goals. And what we're talking about is many people think that when they accomplish a goal or when they get that relationship, they will be happy. But the truth is that we have to learn to be happy just thinking about those goals, and that the goals are actually irrelevant. And as Janice chimed in saying, sometimes the universe gives us other goals that are equivalent to that goal that we wanted. We didn't even know that we wanted it, that would make us feel happy. And the way that I explain this in readings a lot of times is, when you want something, you're wanting it mostly out of lack. And if you're saying, I don't have it, I don't have it, I don't have it, you're really not going to be able to attract it. And here's the thing. If you're trying to attract a man, right, and you are not happy without a man, well, why do you think a man would be attracted to you if you're not happy? Okay, now I guarantee you, if you write down your perfect soulmate, your list of your perfect soulmate, probably happy or something like that is going to be on the list. You're not going to write down on that list of a perfect soulmate someone who is not happy without a partner, because that's just weird. You know, you're not going to write is codependent. You know, it's totally not going to happen. And so that's the thing, is that your goal is to make yourself in the best shape that you can right now, so that the universe can fling all these wonderful things your way, things that you didn't even dream that you wanted, okay? So for instance, on my wish and want list for my new apartment, I didn't have a balcony on there. But I was open to it, and I felt good. Now, going back to the apartment search story, I have to say that in that moment, I let go of that exact apartment as well. And because there was a lot of administrative hoops for me to jump through that I was not sure I was going to be successful. And in that moment, I said, okay, the universe wants me to be happy. The universe wants me to do this for my work. And I let go of the outcome. The universe will provide something for me. And if it's not this apartment, it will be something like this or better. And so when I let go of that, I felt so much better. And I had that open hand to be able to receive all of the gifts of the universe. And so that's really the case, you know. And I always say, you know, like I say in the video on my website, you can go to my website and see it now, NewYorkCityPsychic.com. It'll automatically start playing. People come to me because what they're doing isn't working anymore. All right? If what you're doing is giving you the A version of the life that God chose for you, a miserable life, or the B, which is just okay, and you want to have that C, happiness and abundance life of wealth and health and good feelings, well, you know, it's time to change something. You know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and expecting a different result. And so you need to try on something new. And like I always say, when you try new thought patterns, no one knows. All right. Nobody has to know. So try it on first. Keep it a secret. See if it works. And then what happens is as it starts to work, you don't need to tell anyone. People will notice and they'll say, I want what she's having. They'll take a look at your life and they'll say, what is it you're doing? You look younger. You look happier. You're more successful. Last year, you didn't have any of these things happening to you. And now you're on fire. And then you have the opportunity to share with them if you want to. So it was a great pleasure to be able to bring all these things to you. I really enjoy sharing with you. And I have two announcements. One, just to remind you, next week, Colette Baron-Reed will be in. You can call, tweet, email, or Facebook a question ahead of time if you want for Colette about her life, about her book, The Map, or, you know, for a reading, which would be really great. She's so much fun. I just adore her. Also, this Saturday in New York City, May 5th, we have the WESAC 2012 the Great Spiritual Harvest. So this is a conference that's happening. A week of celebration, love, enlightenment, self-realization, healing, and channeling. And this is all done, put together by Pierre Dubois, who has had special broadcasts on this radio station, TalkingAlternative.com. He is a great channeler of information. He's on the forefront. I love what he says about 2012. And he really talks about raising our vibrations, which means improving the quality of our life so that we can shine bright to let the world shine brighter as well. So we're on the same page there. He's got cutting edge information that he's sharing. So to find out more information about this festival, you can go to I Am Monad, and that is www.immonad.com. And you can find out all the information about the WESAC 2012 conference there. So it was a pleasure. We'll be back next week and tune in for Colette Baron-Reed next week.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
How's your game? Want to improve your performance, focus, and motivation? Then you need Aspire Athletic Consulting. Stop second-guessing yourself. Move your game to the next level. Bring back the fun of the sport. Help your child build confidence and self-esteem through sports. Contact Dale at Aspire Athletic Consulting for a free 15-minute power session to get unstuck today. Your greatest athletic performance is just a phone call away at 801-604-0294 or visit aspireconsulting.vpweb. Motivational coaching for athletic excellence. Aspire to greatness.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then tune in on Thursdays at 1 p.m. for Love in the Afternoon with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. With distinguished authors, industry gurus, and experts on everything from wine to fashion, join us as we discuss dating, relationships, and more on TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you fed up with talking points rhetoric? Every way you turn, it's left or right spin, ideology, no reality. In fact, it's ideology over intellect. No more. It's time for the truth. Join me, Larry Sharp, a.k.a. The Neo-Sage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11 Eastern, for the Ivory Tower radio program. In the Ivory Tower, we'll discuss what's important to you, society, politics, business, and family. It's provocative talk for the realist and the skeptic who want to know what's really going on, what does it mean, and what can be done about it. So gain special access to the Ivory Tower and listen to me, Larry Sharp, your Neo-Sage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11 New York time. Go to ivorytowerradio.com for details. That's ivorytowerradio.com. The Ivory Tower is a great place to visit for both entertainment and education. Listen in, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11. It will make you smarter.
TalkingAlternative.com.